You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu. May is ready to talk to you about relationships, dating, and sex. This is the show that is inspiring and will let you be as big as life wants you to be. Now, sit back and get ready to learn and enjoy Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu.
Welcome to Hot Life, Hot Love Radio with May Vu, your host. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is the show for those moms out there who are working really hard to raise their children and are busy trying to date again, trying to figure out how do you put in a man into your life, back into your life, when you are so busy with, you know, building your career or your business and raising your children. And my goal is to help you find easy solutions and directions so that you can build the hottest life with the hottest love possible. And when I mean hot, I don't mean just sexy hot, although that's really fun and I want that for you. But hot really means, it stands for, the H stands for heal, to heal your wounds, your relationship past wounds. And the O stands for being open to love again and allowing love to come in. And finally, the T stands for trust. Trust that you can have what you want and the man is out there. The right man for you is right there in front of you. And that life, universe, God, all the above have your back. And everything is happening in your favor, not against you. So onward to that quest for healing and being open and trusting again. I have a really wonderful guest tonight. Her name is Kathy Perry. Oh gosh, sorry. I just had like interference left and right on my phone. I'm like, oh no, apologize for that. So her name is Kathy Perry. She is a professional speaker, co-author of a successful book called Stepping Stone to Success with Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, and all the other famous people out there. Kathy will be sharing with us tonight about what she calls the five access points to empowered living. Perfect conversation for Hot Life, Hot Love Show. Come on in, Kathy.
Hi, May. How are you?
Good. There's a lot of noise in the background. I apologize for that, too. So Kathy, tell us more about yourself personally. Let's start there first. Who are you? How old are you? What's your life circumstance right now? And then we'll dive into the content.
Okay. Well, I am, I would be what you would call a senior. I am over 65 and I'm a widow. So I had a life transformation, you know, along that path, that journey after my husband died, and I had to figure out who I was and what I wanted to be when I grew up and how to be by myself and have my business and everything. So I really transformed my entire life after that. And so I am a very yin and yang person. So I have this technology side of me and I have energy healing side of me. So I'm kind of one of those very unusual beings on this planet, and I stay very busy.
I think you are so blessed to have both sides. I find that a lot of us women who are intuitive or creative, we lack the technical side, and for those who are technical side, they also lack the intuitive side. And together, it's a powerful combination.
Yes, it is. And I'm very blessed by that. So, yeah, I've just been super busy trying to figure everything out and do be on my path. And I've been co-authored and I'm in, published in 4 books. And I do a lot of speaking. So it keeps me busy.
Yes, it does. So it's very fair to say you have a really hot life right now. You're on purpose and you're on fire, baby.
Yes, I think so. And so, yeah, and I thought it was very interesting because I was listening to some of your other shows and I thought, wow, okay, what am I going to share on your show? But I have had to start dating again, and that's really interesting. Being a widow, it's an odd thing that you just like, I don't even know how to do it, you know?
It is. It's very awkward, especially what I find for widow women. The whole supporting your husband to transition and saying goodbye, and then you're really experiencing emptiness, and then to discover yourself again and who you are. Who are you now, right? You may remember who you were in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and now you're like, oh, who am I in my 60s? And who am I as a single woman again? It's been such a long time since you were last single.
It is a long time. And it's something that you just don't even know how to deal with sometimes. You're just like, oh my goodness. and then what do I want? I think as we get older, we kind of figure out that we want some different things than we wanted when we were younger, too.
Absolutely.
So that has been a big part of it.
Yeah, and when you were younger, you were looking for a man to protect you, to have babies with you, to grow a nest, to create financial freedom later on, to create a retirement, all that stuff that we need, right? And along the way with love and everything. But now, as a 60-year-old woman, who do you want? What do you want?
Absolutely.
That's a great question,
and,
Kathy.
And that's really important.
Yeah. So what do you? Let me just take a little detour here for a second. You know, it's like, what do you want in your 60, Kathy, in a man?
You know, I think that, you know, we still want that compassion and that love. I think we still actually are just, it's just like being in high school again when we date. So I don't think that changes. But as far as what I'm looking for, I'm looking for someone to expand and grow with me on my spiritual journey and on this life path. And I'm no longer looking for someone to, I'll say this because there was a movie about it. I don't need anyone to complete me because I'm already whole.
Yep.
But I want someone to enjoy the rest of my life with. So I want to be able to enjoy someone and do fun things and still have a great time, but not, you know, you just have different goals as you age.
Yes, absolutely. And also, this is like the most chaotic conversation I've had, a radio show I've ever had so far. I apologize, Kathy. Anyway, it's not on my side, so I can't control it. Anyway, I think I'm just about to go to break, but I want to start teasing the audience for why you're here to talk to us in the first place. I want to know more about this 5 access points to empowered living. 5 access points to empowered living. I love it. Can you give us a little teaser, honey?
Well, yes. It's actually some energy healing and training that I've had over the years. And I feel like if we just embrace a few points in our life, that we can change our entire life.
Absolutely. And I actually have experienced access work before. So I'm a fan. So I'm so excited to to have this conversation with you. I can't wait to find out more about the five access points to empowered living. And most likely, I'm pretty sure it's true, to your Hot Life with Hot Love again. This is Mei Lu with Hot Life, Hot Love Radio. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
And we're back. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Tonight, I am talking with Kathy Perry. She is a 65-year-old widower who is multi-talented, both on the left side of the brain, which is all technical and savvy about that, and then on the right side, she's totally an intuitive and a healer, and she has this magical power called the Five Access Points to Empowered Living. We are about to find out more about these 5 points. So, Kathy, tell us about these 5 points and how did you come to know them, and what are they?
Well, actually, these are kind of some foundational trainings from Access Consciousness. Yep. I am a certified Access Consciousness facilitator and practitioner. And so the very first point that is such a simple thing, that if we are feeling, we have to make a decision and we don't know how we should decide, we need to feel into ourselves and find out, is it light or is it heavy? And that's going to tell us if it's a truth for us, if it's light, and if it's heavy, we shouldn't do it. And so I like to start there with people understanding, just practice that.
Can we use me as a guinea pig, please? Because I have something to share that we can use it on.
Okay.
Well, I got invited to fly to New York next week to attend a friend's graduation, a PhD graduation. It's a big deal. And I supported him to make this decision, and he wanted to honor me and all his friends and everything. But really, it's for him. And it's a last minute thing, and I'd have to fly, and it's just, I've been so busy. So to decide to go, it felt heavy, and to decide to stay, it also felt heavy. So I'm not quite sure how to really decipher on that.
Okay, and so when you are, you speak it and you feel it, so you want to say the words about what you're going to do, the travel, and see which parts of it feels heavy. Because sometimes it might just be one part of it that feels heavy to you. And it could even be the travel schedule versus, or it could be your work schedule.
Yeah. So for me, it's
you might have to adjust it.
So it's like, oh my God, to travel right now. I have so many things to do. And just the thought of traveling, I travel so much. So I'm just kind of like, oh, that feels heavy. Definitely. So it's definitely feel lighter to not have to travel. But the idea of missing out on it feels heavy. It feels heavy if I don't go.
So is there an alternative to being a part of something without the travel? And with today's technology, there is. They could do a Facebook Live. They could, Skype you in. I had a baby shower for my daughter. A wedding shower last year for my daughter. And it was a Skype shower because she couldn't be there because she was in another state traveling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can always ask.
We can use technology.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the light or a heavy access point.
That's our first access point, is how, is that decision that you have to make feel heavy or does it feel light? And if it is light, then it is a truth for you. We need to trust our internal guidance system, and that's the
Absolutely.
First thing that we have to do.
Okay, and then what's the second thing?
The second point is, if we understand energy and everything is energy, a lot of the things that are coming into our energy field aren't even ours. So we have to ask the question, who does this belong to? So if we know that 98% of everything that's hitting our energy field isn't even ours, then we don't want to embrace it. We want to challenge it and say, who does this belong to? And I'll give you an example. A lot of times you could be driving along in the highway and all of a sudden you get this headache out of nowhere and you're going like, where did that come from? Or, you'll have a terrible thought. And it isn't even yours. It's the car next to you, somebody in the car next to you, and you're feeling their field.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand who we are as energy beings and that, energy goes out beyond our physical beings. And when we come into somebody else's field, it hits us.
Yeah.
When my mother was sick and I walked into the room and I immediately felt her pain. I got hit with a major headache. And I went, oh my gosh, who does this belong to? It's not mine.
Mm.
But if I claim it, once I claim it as mine and say, oh, I have this, then it's already in my field. So I try to deal with it before it enters into my, right as it's hitting my energy field. And so I want to challenge it. And
that's so interesting. As you're talking about it, I can feel my brain tingling and it's like, wow, that it's doing something for my brain. So I'm just kind of like, oh, look at that. Interesting. Anyway, and then so then what is number three?
Number three is we need to ask what else is possible. We need to go to the question, how many times do we accept things for as they are when they're really not the possibility that it could be? So say we already are thinking in our minds and projecting out how an outcome should be. So we're always going to the outcome instead of going to the possibility.
Mm.
And so if we stay in the question and ask what else is possible or how does it get any better than this, then we allow the universe to bring to us something even greater than we could even think of. We put a lot of limitations on our own lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and especially for women who are, either stuck in a marriage that is not working or dating again, there's a lot of limitation that we are facing, and then we believe in it, and then we put it out there in our lives. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this point number three. What else is possible? It's a very big, big, big conversation. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com.
And we're back. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. And we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Tonight, I am talking with Kathy Perry, a professional speaker and co-author of several successful books, and the particular one is Stepping Stones to Success with Deepak Chopra and Jack Canfield. If you are ready for ease and joy in your life and to gain new clarities and awareness, happiness, and the ability to change anything you would like to change, Kathy is the woman. And she is sharing with us these five very simple exercises that can change your life, and they are called access points to empowered living. We've just talked about the first one was when you have to decide on something difficult, pay attention to how does it feel. If your decision feels like it makes you feel lighter, then it's the right decision. You can trust that. This one is a really big one for a lot of moms out there, because most often women are run by guilt and fear, guilt that they haven't done enough and fear that they're not good enough. And so they always second guess themselves. And so to have a simple tool like how to decide whether, you know, you should say yes or no to this thing, just go for what feels light and don't question it. Trust it. And then the next thing to do is to realize that everything is energy. So if you are feeling something, it's an energy that's coming at you. Ask yourself, who does this energy belong to? Is it really your anger, or is it someone else that you just picked up? And if you know that and can ask yourself this question, your brain will tell you, right? Your brain and your body will tell you. So then you can disengage from taking on extra stress and adding to your guilt bucket of not being good enough. And then before we went to break, we got to the exercise number three, which is to ask yourself, what else is possible here? And focusing on the outcome instead of, focusing on the possibility instead of the fearful outcomes that you're afraid that will happen. And so let's talk more about this one. This one is a really big one, Kathy. And you also mentioned something, that statement that I hear often in the Access Consciousness community, which is, how does it get better than this? How do you use that question and how does it apply?
Well, actually, you can use it every day in any situation that you're facing. You might be, I can tell you about a time I got stopped by the police for some sort of a traffic violation. I don't even remember what it was.
You,
I was like, oh, what else is possible here? How does it get any better than this? What else is possible here? And I just got a warning. I did not get a ticket. And I really felt like, oh my goodness, I shifted the energy around it so that I didn't end up having to, I didn't claim an outcome of a ticket. I claimed what else is possible.
Awesome. And, beautiful.
And we can do that all the time. You might be standing in line at a, you know, a travel agency or, a, you know, a, getting a car rental and you're not happy with what they're offering you. And you can keep asking the clerk, what else is possible? What else is possible? Because it's not confrontational. So you can use it even to ask people.
Awesome. Yeah, I do that very often with, especially with weather. It's a, this is one of my secret power where, you know, all the weather app said, it's going to be stormy, rainy, where the place that I'm going to go to, especially on vacation, you know, and everyone around me was like, oh, it's going to rain. And I'm like, no, it's not. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, universe, shift it, please. Make it
Absolutely.
Happen for me. And 9 out of 10 times, it will shift it to amazing. You know, my favorite phrase is, I would love to experience an unusually warm trend. It's like, you know, it's okay. We expect it to be unusual. So it happens and everyone's always surprised. So yes, you can totally shift whatever you want and ask yourself, how does it get better than this? You don't have to settle for that ticket with the police if you get pulled over or whatever, you know, an envelope from the IRS. That's always a scary one. And it's always so pleasant to open and see a check inside instead. It's like, wow, that's great.
That's true. So we always want to look to the possibility and don't go to the outcome in advance.
Yeah, and I think it's the fearful outcome in advance.
Yes, the fearful outcome. Absolutely. Right? Because usually everybody will go to the fear.
Yeah, like we so often project a fearful outcome right away instead of a positive outcome. And I know this, you know, like when I project a positive outcome, I'm being looked at as unrealistic, Pollyanna-ish, blah, blah, blah.
Right. But isn't it more fun to live life that way?
Absolutely. You know, you're preaching to the choir, sister.
I would rather do that than always be the person with the negative attitude, you know.
Or
I don't
really
want to live my life that way.
Yeah, being realistic. What I notice about you, Kathy, is you have this beautiful giggle, and it just gave me another clue. It's like, how often do you giggle in life throughout the day versus how often do you grumble and you know, grumpy and you know, right? So I think that there she goes.
There I go. I laugh a lot because to me it's I'm happy. I'm joyful in my life and I think things are funny. I don't look at things from a negative standpoint.
Absolutely. And so tool number three is always look for what else is possible here instead of projecting a fearful outcome to whatever the situation is. And do that in all your relationships, do that in your career or your business, and do that with your kids also. And with kids, I think it's extra sensitive here because we get so worried about our kids and so protective, you know, that whole mama bear thing. In a way, I think the mama bear syndrome is actually not that healthy for us to have. What do you think about that?
I agree. I think that you know, part of the learning process for children is to experience, and they want to experience a lot of different things. And we're always trying to protect them and keep them from, you know, don't do that and don't do this. And we end up saying no so much that then they begin to have these belief systems that are guiding them throughout their lives because we said no so many times. So the more we can open them up to looking at the possibility and allowing them to experience and not saying no at every turn, the healthier they're going to be as an adult.
I think so too. And this should start at a really young age. I find my daughter is 15. She's going on 16. And for her birthday, all she really wants is to be able to have to rent a room in a hotel or an Airbnb, invite her two best girlfriends with her to hang out for the weekend. And I'm like, sure, why not? You know, because I know her and I completely trust her. And just the conversation around that, oh my gosh, everyone just, their eyes roll really big and they're like, they're going to get in trouble and what happened? And I'm like, what are you people talking about? Anyway, let's take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to address more of point number 4 and 5 of how to access a much more empowered way of living. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mayvu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion, and then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's FAYEREWEATHER. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
And we're back. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with May Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am talking with Kathy Perry tonight on the 5 access points to empowered living. This ties in perfectly with my work with the divorced moms who are dating again or the strong and independent women who have everything together, but they can't seem to find love. And when it comes to love and relationship, women can make it really hard based on the way of our past bringing, of our upbringing, and also from previous woundings from past relationships. So we carry a lot of that into dating again or into the new relationships, and we wonder why things are going really difficult and why it's so hard. And having these 5 simple tools that Kathy is talking about is really helpful on how to make a decision, how to decide if this way of feeling, this energy that you're feeling right now belongs to you or does it belong to someone else. So often women in relationship especially, carry the partner's emotion. You know, we carry the emotional work for the partner, and we sink ourselves with burdens and guilt and shame and restriction and limitation because the partner is feeling a certain ways, and so we take that on as it's ours, and that's terrible to do to the relationship and to yourself. And then the third point that Kathy talked about too is this whole place of how does it get better than this? And no matter what it is, you know, ask the question, how does it get better than this? So that you can keep creating out of possibilities instead of from your fearful outcome place that your fearful mind is constantly projecting onto the screen for you. So Kathy, what's the fourth tool?
The fourth point is affirming that all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. So having an affirmation or a daily mantra, something that you can say that brings your life into you with ease, joy, and glory, something better. Don't accept life just happening. Create your life. And by taking total responsibility for your life and who you are, and having a daily commitment to yourself, I think it's so important for everyone to have their own daily commitment, the daily practice to do something for you, for your soul, for your life. And if it's just a daily mantra or a prayer or an affirmation, whatever works for you, a meditation, but do it with ease, joy, and glory.
Do it with ease, joy, and glory. I really like this glory part. Let's not step over this too quickly here. I've heard of ease. We can reach for ease, and we might even reach for joy. But glory, Kathy, that's a new level of speaking and understanding and believing. We don't really use the word glory outside of a church a lot of time.
No. Most people, you know what? People's expectations of themselves and of their lives aren't reaching to some of the heights that they could be. I think that the energy forces hit them and they feel so overwhelmed with the life and, you know, the heaviness and the weightiness of just living is heavy for them. It's hard for them. And so they don't live it to the glory of who they are.
Oh, I feel a little controversial, so I'm going to go out on the edge right now. When I hear you say that, I feel this, oh, there it is, you know, clarity. Because I was raised Catholic, and the church wants to capitalize glory to God over there, some being over there, not in here, not in me, right? Me, I'm the sinner. I'm the unworthy one. I'm disengaged from that. So I'm hearing you say, you know, really is the invitation is to bring that glory to you, to bring it out of the hymn books and the church pews and into your own living room, your own bedroom, your own toilet, you know, glory. You are glorious and you deserve to have ease and joy and ask for glory and use that as everyday language instead of only on Sunday.
That's right. It's very important for people to realize that, you know, they are a beautiful, perfect being already. And so because of that, sometimes they forget who they are. They forget that they're magnificent. Everything about them is magnificent.
Absolutely. Like, so we want to say this again. Everything about you is magnificent, and you deserve to have glory or be glorified or, just glow and allow it to happen, to radiate from you. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about point number five. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
My Dreams, My Challenges, and Joys is an inspiring book by author Linda Genazzo. This real-life account of raising a child with autism from birth to adulthood takes you on a journey of compassion, love, and hope as it tells the incredible story of a devoted family and their beloved daughter. Together, they faced adversity and never stopped believing they would find the help they were seeking. A breast cancer survivor, Linda Genazzo has a giving heart. With a background in social work with the mentally ill and the homeless, Linda continues to help families in her community. And her book, My Dreams, My Challenges and Joys, brings greater awareness to autism and those families in need. To purchase your copy, visit www.lindagenazzo.com. It's also available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Don't delay. Get your copy today.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
And we're back. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Tonight, I have a beautiful guest with me. Her name is Kathy Perry, and she has been sharing with us the five access points to empowered living. Powerful, very simple tools that you can use daily, doesn't cost anything, and it will change your life. And I'm so excited about this conversation. I see how it applied to women, to our everyday struggle, you know, to make ends meet and raising children and finding a man or keeping a relationship going. So, Kathy, what's the fifth point? The fifth exercise that we can do. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite ones for people to understand, is that your point of view creates your reality. And most people think it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. So if you have a thought about something, you're creating that reality. So whatever your point of view is, that is your reality of life. Mm-hmm. And to shift it is just changing that point of view.
And I really love this point, and I've been a practitioner of this for over two decades now. A great way to think about this is like if you go into the eyeglasses doctor, you know, and you try on different eyeglasses, and if you put on, you know, one of those glasses that has the yellow lens, it's really bright. It's designed to make things really clear. But you look through it and immediately you feel kind of angry or irritated and kind of thing. And so your reality is, there's something, you know, immediately you will react to and you start to create your reality that way. But if you pick something like a rosy pair of glasses, the tint, it completely changes how you feel and what you create. That's like a really great visual that I use with my clients so that they can see how this statement, you know, your point of view creates your reality.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people just let life happen to them. They think that everything is happening to them. but it's the thoughts that they have and their point of view about it which creates that, and it creates the emotion around it too. And that's really the part that, you know, if it's anger, then we have to have a different point of view so that the anger doesn't penetrate us and doesn't bother us.
This is really complex, Kathy, because when you just said that about anger, you know, when we're caught in, but I was fine until you did this to me, right? So right. Immediately we're caught into this loop. And then how do we break out of it? How do I know that that's my point of view when it looks like she did this to me?
Well, and if we understand that we have to take total responsibility for our own lives and everything in our lives and realize that life isn't happening to us, we are creating it, then we are actually a reflection. Everything that happens is like a mirror back to us of our own beliefs. So we're going to have all kinds of examples show up to allow us to maybe heal an area of our lives that we need to heal. So if somebody might do something and that will trigger something within us, and if we understand it immediately, that's your point of view and that's creating a reality, then we can shift it. We can make a shift and accept responsibility for what we are creating.
Yeah, it's a really tough one. I mean, I just want to play this out a little bit more here so that the audience can know how to do this. You know, it's like so an example is like I would be just sitting at home in my office doing, and then my girlfriend came in just to visit, and then she plops this thing on me, you know, like you know, you're so mean to my son or something crazy like that. And I'm just like, and we would explode into what? so how do I disengage from that? You know, like, how do I say, I'm in a point of view in this moment. It's like the only point of view, Kathy, in that moment is she should get the heck out of my office and out of my house because I was peaceful there by myself. Why did that happen? So how do you look at that?
So I think that when situations happen to us, or, you know, we see them as happening to us, if we can just come into awareness that it is bringing up something within us that we want to heal or we want to shift in our own lives, then it allows us not to go on the immediate attack. If we can pause and breathe and then try to look at a different point of view about it, we're not going to have as many of those conflicts in our lives.
I'm totally a believer, and I'm working this through with you as you're talking about, you know, and I'm pretty good at a lot of things that when it comes to business and stuff, I can totally disengage, stop, pause, find my way. But when it's personal, when it's a personal relationship, it gets a lot more difficult. So it's just like,
it does. And sometimes, you know, it may not be in that moment that you're going to be able to see it. You might have to look at it later and realize, wow, okay, I created this. And
yeah,
I'll
right.
tell you, I had I'll share a situation that happened really quickly. When my husband died, I was very, very angry with my brother-in-law because it was about an insurance policy that I didn't receive. My husband's name wasn't on this company policy, and I was so angry. And my husband came through and spoke audibly to me and said, Kathy, the reason my name was not on that insurance policy was so you could heal your heart right now.
Oh, that's
life.
So hard, Kathy. That's very powerful, and
life.
It's so hard, right? It's like the reason why I didn't put that on insurance, where you feel like you need that money, it's fearful, all this stuff that you trigger, and then to be asked to see a much bigger conversation, a much bigger spiritual answer is that the reason why we do this is so that you at this moment can heal your heart and can choose something else. It's so big, Kathy.
It is big. And it changed my life.
Yeah, of course it did. But oh my gosh, how blessed are you to have the ability to see that and to apply what you're learning right in that moment and to have access to your intuition like that. Anyway, I'm blown away by that story. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back. We're going to bring this conversation to a close and we're going to find out how to find out more about Kathy and where to find her. This is Mayvu on Hot Life, Hot Love Radio, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a passionate book that tells the true story of author Rhonda Knutson's journey through the darkness and adversity of abuse. The book takes readers on an emotional trail from the depths of despair to the heights of forgiveness and understanding. She was inspired to help others, and her book is a vital tool through this process. Faithful to God and devotional to her beacon of hope, Rhonda Knutson is a perfect example of finding a guiding light that helped her come through the dark and into the light. Her book can assist you in overcoming your challenges with abuse. The publication of Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story, is a triumphant achievement, and it can help you take ownership of your own experience of abuse and come through stronger than before. Rhonda is currently working on two more books, Shadows of Corruption and Coast to Coast on a Piece of Toast. To read more about this inspiring author and purchase her books, visit rhondaknutson.com or go to www.amazon.com. America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting thecultureofexcess.com.
And we're back. This is Mayvu with Hot Life, Hot Love. And we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We are finishing out a conversation that's very powerful. And I truly believe that if you take these 5 points that Kathy Perry has talked about tonight, your life will change. I'm a believer of this. I have been practicing this for 20 plus years now, and my life is super fun, and I do have amazing love, amazing support, amazing abundance and prosperity that, you know, it's like, it's just because I decided. I decided that I'm going to have a great life. I decided I'm okay. I decided that the weather will work the way I want it to work. And I decided that I'm going to have, you know, authentic and true love, and not with just an intimate partner, but with all of my community. And I practice it every day. And this is one of the things that Kathy just said to me that's so powerful during break, is that in order to have an empowered life, you have to practice these principles every moment, every day, for the rest of your life, to make a commitment to do this practice. So, Kathy, will you do us the honor of repeating and summarizing these 5 points that you want people to practice so that they can have an empowered life?
So, when you're making decisions, always check in to see if it feels heavy or light, and know that light is your truth. If you feel energy hitting your field that doesn't feel right, ask who does it belong to and return it to sender with consciousness. The third one is always stay in the question. What else is possible? How does it get better, any better than this? Don't go to the outcome. That would be in fear. and always affirm, all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, because you are a glorious being, and enjoy your life in glory. So do something every day, practice that in your life. And then your point of view creates your reality. You create your reality. So have the right point of view.
And if you don't like that point of view, if you don't like your reality, change your point of view instead of trying to change the other person.
Exactly.
Yes, because that's a crazy game when we try to change the other. How do they get a hold of you, or how do they find more about what you do and get access to all your goodies, Kathy?
The best way to reach me is my website at kathyperry.com. It's kind of like Katy Perry, but it has an H in it. So it's kathyperry.com. And I have a lot of free goodies on my website.
Yes, she does. Even an ebook on, what is the ebook on, honey?
It's how we create our own lives with our thoughts and emotions. It's about our own reality. So it's a free ebook.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here and for enlightening us with these five access points to so that we can have our empowered life. I so appreciate you and your energy and your giggles that you brought to the conversation tonight. And for those of you, if you're looking for me, I am at maivucoach.com, maivucoach.com, or hotlifehotlove.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Maivu Coach. Super easy peasy. Here's to your hot life with hot love. May you learn to let love in so that you are loved, adored, and cherished wherever you go with everything that you do in life. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
You've been enjoying Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, the irrepressible May Vu. Tune in next time when May helps you navigate the tough road after divorce, talks about how you can build relationships and put your life back together so you too can have a hot life and hot love. Join your host, May Vu, next time on Hot Life, Hot Love.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.